Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Merrill Bear, who you'll find on Medium.com, and here is A Grandma's Guide to Grandkids. I learned a lot grand-sitting my grandkids and pass along wisdom gained to folks lucky enough to soon experience the wonderful job of grandparenting. Spending time with my grandchildren is an exhausting feat. It is a lot of fun, but I totally understand why God, in His wisdom, granted young women the glory of giving birth and bestowed the gift of grandparenting to older women. It is one of life's greatest pleasures to spend time with the grandkids. It is also a joy to hand them over to their parents and quickly exit, fading away temporarily as we return to our quieter home and slower pace of life. Here are a few things I learned during recent visits with the little darlings and some tips I picked up along the way. Kids say the darndest things. Remember the old Art Linkletter show? Well, he was right. Who else but a granddaughter would tell her grandma she has hair growing in her nose? Or her clothes are fuddy-duddy old lady clothes? Really? I was wearing a Chico's outfit at the time. Kids rule. Don't let anyone tell you differently. Kids can often sleep anywhere, anytime. They are experts at the ability to take a short nap, wake up, and be ready to go full speed ahead. Grandparents, on the other hand, rarely catch a nap while with their grandchildren and, as the day wears on, slow down. That puts them out of sync by late afternoon with their energetic, constantly in motion grandkids. Do not forget a stocked diaper bag whenever leaving the house with the little ones. When the diaper bag is left home, it will be needed. When the bag is taken and not replenished before leaving, the much-needed diaper and/or wipes will be missing. Kids want to eat whatever is not in the house. Kids will eat a favorite food until you prepare it, sadly not like mommy makes it, or order the item at a restaurant. Then it becomes yucky. Kids will be starved until you prepare a meal or order food in a restaurant. Suddenly, they are no longer hungry. Woe to the grandparent not prepared with snacks when in the car, on a walk, at the playground, or any place else. Dessert is essential and an important major food group. Favorite foods in this category include mom's chocolate chip cookies and ice cream. The two other major food groups are bread and peanut butter. Forget about nutritional guidelines. The minor food groups include M&Ms, dipping sauces, ketchup, ranch dressing, maple syrup, etc., and drinks, milk, water, apple juice, hot chocolate. Occasionally, the kids feast on the minor food group called real food, such as chicken, cheese, lettuce, fruit, and veggies. The kids are well educated in the various uses of cell phones and can teach you how to take pictures, view pictures, download songs and games, play the songs and games, change settings, etc. Be sure, however, they download only free stuff. The kids will go to great lengths to tell you about their interests and activities, some of which you will have absolutely no idea what they are talking about. Try to look intelligent and occasionally nod your head in agreement. The kids can teach you how to use the various remote-controlled devices in their homes. Before visiting, it's a good idea to become familiar with the characters on your grandkids' favorite TV shows. Ask mom and dad what the kids watch and view YouTube videos. Personally, I do not like the action-packed stuff the 8-year-old watches, but I am just an old, not-with-it grandma. If it rains, kids will not want to wear their raincoats and boots. If it is hot, they will want to wear winter boots. If it snows, they will insist on wearing Crocs without socks or sneakers. In any weather, they will want to go outside barefoot. They will insist on wearing the jacket, sweater, or coat that cannot be found. Whining is an acceptable communications tool. Crying is also a suitable communications method used to obtain what one wants. Feet stamping is also used to garner attention. Grandparents, if they have the stamina, can ignore the whining, crying, and stamping of feet until mom and dad appear on the scene. Unless, of course, it is the grandparents whining, crying, and stamping feet. Whatever clothes grandma or grandpa choose for the kids, they will not want to wear that day. Having a pet, such as a dog around, provides added noise and general chaos to the mix. Keep the kids busy, or else. If they need a bath, they will not want one. If you are tired and want them in bed, they will insist on a bath. Forget about getting anything done once the kids are in bed. You will be too exhausted. Go to bed early, as soon as you put the kids to bed, so you can wake at the crack of dawn. No alarms needed. The kids will make sure you are up and ready for another fun-filled, busy day. Forget about enjoying a leisurely cup of coffee, reading the paper, catching up on your email, or enjoying a long hot shower. At least until the kids are once again in the full-time care of their younger, vibrant, energetic parents. Then you can go home and take a couple of days to rest before another whirlwind visit with the younger generation. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.